Good morning. My guest this morning is Doug Leibinger, the Director of Jazz Studies at Sonoma State University. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
A fascinating concert coming up on Friday, September 21st at Weill Hall. Rock, Strings, and Horns, a concert for Violet. Tell us about that.
That's correct. Well, there is a story behind it, but first of all, it's at 7:30 p.m. in Weill Hall, our big hall, and we are going to rock. We have a 50-piece band with strings, choir, horns, electric guitars. There, we're going to have lighting. I have a great guest artist coming in, Nicole Yarling from South Florida. She's been a friend of mine for many, many years. She's a wonderful singer. She plays a five-string electric violin. I have some of the faculty playing on the concert along with us. John Palmer, who's our actually the chair of our department. He's going to play some keyboards. I have Eric Caballo playing electric guitar on it. He's actually our classical guitar teacher, but when I told him this idea, he's like, oh, I want in. I want to play some electric guitar on this.
Oh, good.
So if you want to hear some great rock and roll music, we're going to play Pink Floyd, we're going to play Led Zeppelin, we're going to play Billy Joel, and then, you know, some other artists that I kind of associate with this idea. But the idea is this, and I'll try to keep it brief. So about 6 years ago, when Weill Hall opened, my mom, whose name is Violet, she had been suffering from Alzheimer's for quite a while. She had an early onset version of it, of Alzheimer's. And so it was the morning that Weill Hall was going to open, I got a phone call that she had passed away. And so, you know, I put on my good face and I did the opening. My band played at the opening. And, you know, kind of was just really hit sideways by the whole thing. And so ever since then, I've wanted to put together some sort of musical tribute. So this is what I decided to do. My mom and my dad were very, very supportive of my music growing up. But even before I started playing instruments, my mom and I, you know, my dad was working a lot. So my mom, you know, did a lot of the raising of me.
Yeah, right.
You know, we spent a lot of time listening to LPs and the radio. And in the car, we actually listened to a lot of 8-tracks. If you remember 8-tracks, you know, they'd kind of thump in the middle of the song. And
right.
Anyway, but we just loved music and we loved to sing together. And so these are tunes that we gravitated towards. And, you know, we loved Pink Floyd. I mean, we wore those records out. You know, Wish You Were Here, The Wall, Dark Side of the Moon. I mean, we just listened to those over and over and sang and sang and sang.
I thought that more kids should be introduced to Pink Floyd early.
I mean,
it's magic. And
it really is. And, you know, so along with this idea of doing those songs, we frankly tended to gravitate towards the sort of the epic ones that had strings and all kinds of great orchestration and, you know, not only just great melodies. And so I really wanted to do this big. So that's what we're doing.
Oh, great. That's just wonderful. An excellent story. And the right people, I think, chosen to represent a concert for Violet. You also should mention Neil Young and Thomas Dolby.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Thomas Dolby is, you know, might be kind of an outlier in that group of artists. But boy, there was a record called The Flat Earth that we also wore out. We used to love to listen to that. And so we're going to do one of the tunes off of that record.
Is he still around?
Oh, yeah, he's still around. He's still out there touring. He's still doing it. Yeah, he's one of my favorite artists. He's great. So, yeah, at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, so I just turned 50 this year, and I kind of feel like there's a lot of folks maybe around my age who grew up with this music. And, you know, let's be frank, I mean, music and memory go together so well. I will very, very often hear these songs and think of her, or I'll think of times from my childhood. And so, you know, I'm hoping that people can join us on this concert and really
right.
get an epic experience and, you know, remember themselves.
So it's Rock, Strings, and Horns, a concert for Violet at Weill Hall on Friday, September 21st, 7:30 p.m. For information, a telephone number, 664-2324. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.
Sonoma Spotlight is produced at KRCB Studios in Roanoke Park. Roland Giacobetti is Sonoma Spotlight's host. Wendy Nicholson, producer, and Steve Birch, engineer. Sonoma Spotlight airs weekday mornings at 7:53 a.m. inside Morning Edition. Today's and previous editions of Sonoma Spotlight are available at our website at radio.krcb.org/rss.